With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Joe Moore. Thousands of students will graduate across Central California over the next few weeks. And as FM89's Ezra David Romero reports, for a group of students in the small valley town of Carruthers, last night's graduation was a milestone in more ways than one.
Emerendo Vasquez comes from a family that is plagued by diabetes, but he says that without the Doctor's Academy at Carruthers High School, where he interned with a local physician, he wouldn't have known how detrimental the disease can be.
It made me more aware of what I was eating. It made me more aware of what my family was eating, and I was thinking, are we at risk? And I realized that we are at risk.
This year, Vasquez is graduating at the top of his class and will be attending UC Santa Barbara in the fall, where he will study to become a pharmacist. He's one of 21 students to complete the program in Carruthers this year. The Doctor's Academy also takes place at Selma and Sunnyside High Schools. It's a partnership between Fresno Unified, the UCSF Fresno Latino Center for Medical Education, and the Fresno County Office of Education. Dr. Catherine Flores founded the program at Carruthers High School 9 years ago.
When I was in school, we didn't have such a thing, so it was something that I recognized the importance of in order to help these kids not struggle so much in college.
This year, 81 students from all three schools will join the over 500 that have graduated and attended top universities across the state. Mark Fowler, the principal of Carruthers High School, says the program has changed the academic culture on the campus.
Our average cohort size now at Carruthers High School is about 30 kids. So through four cohorts, that's 120 students out of 573 enrolled in the school.
Flora says her team hopes to change the way higher education is viewed across Central California. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Ezra David Romero.